tell you what. How many have been laid up sick before? You just couldn't get out of the house. It's horrible, isn't it? So I know I'm acting weird, but it's just because I don't get to see a lot of people. No, I'm doing better now, but I was about to lose my mind. Amen? Y'all like that or not? Or y'all just kick back and enjoy it? Amen? Come on. Come on, let's go with the message this morning. We're going to finish up this little series. Kevin, turn me down just a little bit, buddy. We're going to finish up the little series today called Hallmark Moments. If you'd like to get this series, it's all on DVD. It's all packaged beautifully, and you can get the whole thing. And I think it's available out there today. And so let's look at this message on fathers today. When you care enough to what? Give your very best. I want to talk about dad today. I got a whole other message in the second hour. This one is going to be, I think it's going to be nicer, this one. Okay? They're not like, the next one's not going to be ugly, but the second hour is more of a coach type message, and it's how not to be a man. Second message coming up this morning, how not to be a man. And we're going, that's right, come on. And we're going to use Jacob and Joseph and his brothers. So we're going to look at a father, a son, and some brothers in our second message today as we finish up Mixed Nuts, just a crazy family series. How in the world could God bless these crazy people? The bigger question is, how in the world can God bless crazy us? Amen? That's what I'm learning in that second series. So today, how not to be a man. This sermon this morning, can you say that with me right there and help me out this morning? Daddy moments. One more time. Daddy moments. How can I hallmark dad? And you might say, well, my dad's not here. I understand. My dad's gone. He's in heaven. But we've got so many men, young and old, in our body that we can work on. We can practice on them with this message. Amen? It didn't work just for dads. It works for all of us. So this will be a message that will help you today. So daddy moments. How can I hallmark my dad? How can I let dad or a man of God in my life know that he's 99.9% fine to me? Put that stamp of gold on him. How can we do that? So how can you hallmark dad? Let's look at it. Can you say that with me right there? These are old-fashioned words this morning. What is it? Say it with me. Respect and what? One more time. Respect and honor. I want to talk about it this morning. Respecting and honoring men. Okay? Does that happen on TV a lot? Yes or no? Somebody tell me. How are men portrayed on television? Somebody just shout it out. Morons, idiots, losers. You know, what? Yeah, go ahead. I'm telling you. Okay? We can keep talking about men like that. It's not going to do any good, guys. I'm telling you. We need to honor men. We need to respect men. We need to encourage men. Y'all listening? Yes or no? Wives, this is what you need to do. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. The Bible I use is the old-fashioned King James. It says, and wives, see that you reverence your husband. Whoa, reverence my husband. The word means respect. Respect your husband. Well, you don't know the man I'm married to. I understand not every situation is easy. I understand that. Some are horrible. My own mother was married to a man who ended up murdering her, so I know what hard marriages are and pain. I understand that. But we need to, if at all possible, find something in your husband's life that you can respect and honor. That would just help him. It's going to help him. It's going to help your marriage. Guaranteed to work. It's one thing that men desire is respect. I'm not talking about forced respect. I'm not talking about something crazy like that. But men, we're not so much out to, you got to work and make a living for us and make us secure like that and bring home the bacon. That's not so much men. But I tell you what men do desire is appreciation, respect. Is that too hard to understand this morning? Yes or no? You're kidding me. Yeah? Dads desire that from their children, respect and honor. Okay? If you got a man in your life, that's a good man. He loves you. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Come on. Respect that. Amen? And I know I'm going off on little tangents off the message already, but I thank God that we have men in Fellowship Church. Most churches, they have maybe 30% men, 70% women. I love women. Okay? Love you ladies. This is Father's Day, though. Amen? Say. Okay? But the fact of the matter is, I don't want to pastor a church with 70% women. I'll just tell you that right now. Okay? That's not a negative thing. It just would depress me because where are the men? Y'all listening? Say. So I thank God for you men. If you're a man, if you're a male, can I see your hand up in the air? Come on. Come on, raise your hand. Good. There's more than 30% of you here today. Thank God for you. Amen. Come on, don't you appreciate that, though? Say. Man, I love that. I'm glad we have men that can unload the trailer, pick up things, get out there in the parking lot. They're helping people this morning. I mean, certain women can do it, but I just love that, that men are serving God. Amen? Say. I used to think that was sissy-ish. You a Christian? You sissy. You, that's the way I used to think. I was an idiot. Amen? I didn't realize how difficult it is to come to church. It takes a man to do that, baby. Amen? Get your tail up. I came by the McDonald's. I live down that way, you know, so I came from my house, and here's Beach Road, and boy, they're lined up going that way today. And I thought, man, there's some stiff competition around here for these men. Amen? But I get here, and I see you. You guys. Okay? And I want, as the pastor of this church, I want you to know that I believe in respecting you and honoring you for what you're doing. Amen? Y'all cool so far? Had nothing to do with the message. Let's go now with the message. See what we got. Here we go. What does respect mean? To esteem, to hold in honor, to be considerate of, to defer to give regard to. Respect. Honor means what? To have high respect for, to confer distinction upon, to have a good reputation, to praise. So respect and honor is what we should do to our dads, men in our life, husbands, fathers, brothers. If we're brothers, it's not my job to tear down John. It's my job to build John up. Is that correct? Yes or no? I should find something in John that I can build up and I can respect. I'm going to tell you publicly, John, I've seen you growing in the Lord the last year or two. Seen you grow in the Lord. Come on! Praise the Lord. Amen. I look over this way and see Amen. How you doing, Amen? I love your name. Amen. Amen. Love this guy. A great father. You know, I respect that. You challenge me to be that kind of husband, to that kind of father. One day he came up. He's trusted Christ as Savior. His family's in church. And his son was the first one that started coming here. Is that right? In your family. And he says to me, basically, I'm here because of him, his son. Amen? Isn't that an amazing thing? I respect that. I honor that. Powerful! It's incredible! Now, see, I know you guys. I could do this all day long. Mr. Lloyd, wave at me, Mr. Lloyd. I love Mr. Lloyd. How old are you, 90? All right, you're doing good, brother. Keep plugging. Anytime you come to my house, if you reach down and touch a piece of baseboard, he put it on. If you see doors, I'll brag on used doors and things like that that I got. We were green before green was in style. I was talking about this kind of green. Amen? That's right. How can we save money, Mr. Lloyd? So we got a bunch of used stuff. I didn't realize how hard it was going to be on him. He has to trim those doors and make them fit in them holes. Amen? But man, he taught me how to measure things. My dad never taught me that. He taught me how to measure something two or three times. Cut it once, sir. Amen? So I love you, Mr. Lloyd. Come on, let's praise the Lord for Mr. Lloyd here today. Amen. I honor you. I could do this all day. I got to say, George Beamish, love you back there. Man that can come and see me sit in my office, I can spill my heart out to him. And I know that it's just like a father and a son. That's the end of it. Amen? Serves God. He's got the hardest job out here at Fellowship. He pushes that button and that door opens. Amen? But anyway, I honor you, love you, thank you for your support, thank you for loving my wife. When my wife was hurting, now a lot of you have done this, but Joy was hurting so badly, and probably not too many are going to break through that. But George could, because he had known her for years. And so George loved her just like his own daughter and was able to minister to my wife. And I think Clark should respect that, amen, and honor that. So I honor you today. Come on, praise the Lord with me. Come on! I know I'm getting off track here. This ain't a bad Father's Day message to do that in the crowd, is it? Say. It's the kind of people we have here at Fellowship Church. That's why I get ticked off if we put them down, talk bad about them, run our mouth. Have we lost our mind? We're surrounded by saints of God here. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on with the message. How can I make daddy moments for dad? How can I do sort of what I just did on this stage to these fellas? How can you do that? Amen? And a whole lot more. Let's learn, say his name with me, from, come on, that's right. You might say, Clark, why do you know? Not a whole lot, but I tell you what, he knows everything. Amen? He knows everything. And last time I checked, he had a father, didn't he? Say, yeah. And he was on this planet, and he left us some great instruction on how we can treat our father. Amen? This is for everybody today. Here we go. Let's learn from Jesus today. Okay? Because he loved his father. He loved his father. I can learn from Jesus about how I should love my dad, how I should love and honor other men of God because he loved his dad. And he taught me right from his word. John 14, but that the world may know that I love the Father, Jesus speaking. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let's go from here. I love my Father, Jesus said. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my what? Love. Even as I have kept my what? Father's commandment, and I abide in his what? Love. I love my Father, Jesus is saying. He respected and honored his father. How did he do it and where did he do it? Right from the Bible. I was studying and I could see this so clear. First glimpse we get of Jesus after he's a baby, we see a brief glimpse of him when he's about 12 years old at the temple. Can I learn anything about him honoring and respecting his father at the temple? What do y'all think? Oh yeah, let's see it. Here we go. He's 12. And when he was 12, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child, Jesus, the 12-year-old, tarried behind in Jerusalem. How many have had a 12-year-old do that? Say. Not where he's supposed to be. Can I see a hand? Oh, yeah. The child, Jesus, tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother didn't know it. And it came to pass after how many days? How many would have lost your mind if you couldn't find your son in 3 days? Somebody tell me. In those days, they traveled in a caravan, usually. And they were close. And it could be they thought, you know, somebody else has him. But the point is, this was testy. It was a problem. It came to pass that after 3 days, they found him where? In the what? Temple. He was sitting in the midst of the doctors, the 12-year-old, hearing them, asking them questions. And all that heard him were what? Astonished at his understanding and his answers that he was giving. And when they saw him, they were what? Amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why have you thus dealt with us? Why have you done this 3 days? Behold, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. We've been so upset. Here's what he said. Listen to me. And he said unto them, How is it that you have sought me? Say it with me. Wished you not, say it with me, I must be about my father's what? Wow. Even as a 12-year-old, he had that mindset of honoring his father, of doing what his father wanted him to do. And that's why he was staying behind. It frustrated his mama and Joseph, okay? But he was honoring his dad. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, say it with me, in favor with who? God, his Father, and man. He is honoring his Father as a 12-year-old. And as he was growing 13, 14, 15, 16, he is honoring his dad. He's growing in favor with God. You don't grow in favor with God if you're not doing the right thing. Amen? So that was Jesus. He said, I must do my Father's business. Let's look at something else. Daddy moments. Okay? So as a boy. So should I honor my dad as a boy? Somebody tell me. Yes. As a young lady. Yes. Honor your dad. A lot of kids don't have dads. If you got one, honor him. Y'all listening, say. Honor your dad. He respected and honored his father. How else? as a young adult at his baptism. Okay, we saw Dad show up there at the temple when he was 12. How many thinks Dad shows up at his baptism? Oh, yeah. Let's see it. You might not know this. Then comes Jesus from Galilee to Jordan and to John to be baptized of John the Baptist. But John said, no, you should baptize me. You're coming to me to get baptized? And Jesus answering John the Baptist, he said unto him, suffer it to be so now. Do it now. For thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. And so he did it. He baptized Jesus. Jesus said, do it now, John. Say this last part with me. This is, why should you get baptized? Because it's right. That ought to be the end of the discussion right there, to be honest with you. Well, I mean, I don't know about that baptism. What? Excuse me. If the Son of the living God came down to this earth, and even John, who's baptizing all these people, said he didn't need to get baptized of all people, and he submits to honor his Father, how many think we should submit to honor Father God? Somebody tell me. Say. That should just be the end of the discussion right there. Amen? Yes or no? And if you hadn't been baptized, that might make you uncomfortable. But come on, get with the program. Let's do it. Amen? When? How about the 4th of July? Amen? Why not? Jesus did it. Many of us don't even know how to honor God. That is the first thing you do is you believe on Jesus as your Savior. That honors God. The next thing you do, you follow Him in baptism and you start living for Him. Why do I do that? That honors God. And you'll be surprised if you add those building blocks, you're going to start having a successful Christian life in Jesus Christ. It's incredible. So as a young boy, as a young adult at his baptism, look at how thrilled his daddy was. Was his daddy happy that he got baptized? Let's see. You don't see this very often in Scripture, in the New Testament. Look what happened. And Jesus, when he was baptized, he went straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened. Wow. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. It's incredible. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, would you help me with it? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Wow, he honored his Father. You see how happy that made his dad say? You think dads like respect? Somebody tell me. You think they like honor? Oh, yeah. We're crazy like that. We got that from him. He loved it. What did God say to his son? He said, you're my son. I claim you. I love you, son. You're my beloved son. I love you. He said, I'm proud of you. I'm well pleased in you. Three things a dad should say to your son, to your daughter. Pop it back up. Here's what you should say. You're my son. You should say it on a regular basis. I claim you. You belong to me. How many kids out there feel adrift? They feel like they don't belong to anybody. Tell them! You belong to me. Tell him I love you. I love you. I love you. We didn't say love where I grew up from. Well, forget about all that. You got a God in heaven loved you, gave his son Jesus. Start talking like that. I love you. You matter to me. Tell him. And then how about this? You don't know my son. I don't know anything I can be proud of him about. Find something. Say, if he puts his pants one leg on at a time, find something. Amen? Find something that you can say, I'm proud of you. Boy, do they light up when you say that. Amen? I got a 20, almost 23-year-old son who has a rock band. I couldn't have written anything that would have been probably further from my mind. But I'm going to tell you what. He's my son. And I love him. Does he always please me? All his choice? No. What's that got to do with me loving him? Will somebody tell me that? Say, zip! And there's so many things I can find that I'm proud of him for. And he's got a phenomenal voice. Just sometimes I can't hear it. But I love him. Amen? You listening? Find something to be proud of in your son. This isn't just for dad. Guys, this is for our sons. We're trying to raise them to be men. They need to hear from us that we love them, that we're proud of them, that they belong. Okay? I want my son to always know where home is. Amen? I want him to know when there's a problem, he can call me without having to jump over a bunch of junk that he and I have put between us. Amen? Not easy, but that's what we need to do. He respected and honored his father as a man in his work. He honored his dad when he was working. Look at this, John 9:4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night comes when no man can work. Working honors the father. I love that. I mean, I love that out of my son. When I get to see my son work, I wish I could be with him and see it more because I love it. But just seeing him work, seeing young men work, I get the same kind of thrill or similar thrill I see in Raj, seeing Alex. Hey, I come here and see you guys working and doing, you know. I love going to the property with John and Robert and all you guys and Mitch when we were down there working. Why was I there? You know why I was there? Hey, to encourage, but I like seeing you work. Amen? Work is your friend. Amen. For as the Father hath life in himself, so he's given life to the Son to have life in himself. And hath given him authority to execute judgment because he's the Son of Man. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works I do. Bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Jesus said, if I do not the works of my Father, don't believe me. That's how much he valued doing the works of his Father. If I don't do the works of my Father, then you don't believe me. But if I do the works, though you don't believe in me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father's in me and I'm in him. Amen? It's awesome. So Jesus, he honored his dad by working. Keep looking. He respected and honored his father how? We're almost done. Hang in here with me. During his agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. Look at it. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. Then comes Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane and says unto the disciples, sit here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul's exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry here, watch with me. And he went a little further, and he fell on his face, and he prayed, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, Dad, but your will be done. Are you feeling Jesus honoring his Father today? I don't think I'm doing a real good job at it because I'm talking about Jesus here. That's a tough, tough thing to do. But he honored his Father. He is my example. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat was as great drops of blood falling down to the ground. He said, not my will, but your will. He honored his Father. I should do that. I should honor my Father. I should honor other men. I should respect other men. But I certainly should honor my Father God. How did he do it? As our sacrifice on the cross. He saved others, they say. Can you imagine them saying this to Jesus on the cross? He saved others. Himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. And then they said this, slapped him right up in the head when they said this to Jesus. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now. Say that with me. If he will what? Have him. Isn't that pathetic? Say, somebody tell me. He had done nothing his whole life except honor his Father. And so he let him deliver him now if he'll have him. His own daddy don't love him. That would have been reason right now. I'd have come right off the cross and just beat the snot out of him. I'm glad I wasn't there. Amen? Aren't you glad? That's how much Jesus is higher than us, friend. I'll tell you that right now. Amen? Powerful. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? His dad turned away from him because he took our sin on him. That's a great Savior we have. Phenomenal. And you know how much he loved his daddy. That was hard. And it was hard on his dad, too. When Jesus therefore received the vinegar, he said, say it with me, it is. And he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. Amen? How are we doing, Raj? It is finished. A good place to end the message. Amen? Right there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's thank God for his word this morning. Just looking at Jesus. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Amen.